grace, mercy, peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Our text is the gospel lesson. I'd like to reread that first verse. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him. And Matthew got up and followed him. This is our text. Feeling kind of edgy, a man took a hot bath. And just as he'd become comfortable, the doorbell rang. And the man got out of the tub, and he put on his slippers and a large towel. He wrapped his head in a smaller towel, and he went to the door. A salesman wanted to know if he needed any brushes. While slamming the door, the man returned to the bath. Well, the doorbell rang again. And so on went the slippers and the towels, and the man started for the door again. But this time, however, he took one step, slipped on a wet spot, and hit his back against the hard porcelain of the tub. Well, the man struggled into his street clothes, and with every move, a stab of pain, he drove to the doctor. And after examining him, the doctor said, "Nothing's broken, but you need to relax. Why don't you go home and take a hot bath?" You know, I doubt that a hot bath was very appealing at that particular moment, because there are some problems that even a hot bath won't solve. Matthew could have gone home and taken a hot bath. I mean, he had a loathsome job, working for Rome, taxing his fellow Jews. I mean, tax collectors were social outcasts. Devout Jews avoided them because they were usually dishonest. And the job carried no salary. They were expected to make their profits by cheating the people from whom they collected the taxes. And patriotic and nationalistic Jews hated them because they were agents of the Roman government, the conquerors. And they hated them with a double hatred if, like Matthew, they were Jews, because they had gone over to the enemy. They were betraying their own people for money. Well, it wouldn't have been very surprising if Matthew was ready for a change of careers. But the fact is, the money was good. But let me ask you, was it worth the hatred of your own people? Maybe so. Because still, he sat behind his desk in the tax office. That is, one day, until into his life came Jesus. Let me ask you, have you got a story to tell like that? Maybe you were going along with your life, not really happy, but not miserable either. Your job was okay, your family was terrific. But still, you were searching. And just at the right moment, into your life came Jesus. The fact is, there are a lot of people who have stories like that to tell. Stories about a new beginning. Stories about a sudden, life-changing experience. People are changed when Jesus walks into their life. And if you didn't have an experience like that, and you've been a child of the Lord ever since you were brought as an infant to be baptized, well, that's also cause to give thanks to God, because you have always known his grace and his blessing. But the fact is, the story, like Matthew's, has been told for over 2,000 years. Maybe somebody says, I was a criminal, like all of the names that were in that newspaper. Maybe somebody says, I was filled with feelings of revenge and hate. Or maybe I was grieving with a heart full of pain. I was dissatisfied with my work, my family, but most of all myself. And then Jesus came into my life. That was Matthew's story. Maybe it's your story. Matthew was sitting there in the tax collector's office, prosperous, but despised. And along came Jesus. And what did Jesus say to him? Well, he said what Jesus says to each one of us. Follow me. Don't just study about me. Don't just admire me, but follow me. Rebecca Jordan tells a story about a friend of hers named Neil. Now, Neil had just finished picking up his prescriptions at the drugstore. And as he drove home, he noticed a little Volkswagen Bug following closely behind him. And to his surprise, that little car followed him right into his own driveway. Well, Neil got out to confront the driver. Another surprise, there was no driver. It seems that Neil had accidentally backed into this little car at the drugstore and locked bumpers with it. And that lightweight little car, it stayed stuck to his bumper for the whole drive home. Well, Neil called the drugstore just moments after the Volkswagen owner had called the police and reported his car stolen. But I'm going to say that just in the same way that that little Volkswagen Bug locked onto Neil's car, Matthew locked on to Jesus. Scripture says that Jesus said, follow me. And just like that, Matthew rose and followed him. I mean, he could have gone home and taken a hot bath. Who could have blamed him? That would have been a whole lot easier. Most of us, the fact is, most of us don't like to leave our comfortable situations. But just like that, Matthew did. Most of us don't like to take on new challenges. And it would have been easier for Matthew if he would have stayed at his tax table. The Christian community since early times has commemorated Matthew as one of the martyrs of the faith. Many of us, given the choice, would have preferred being a live tax collector to a dead disciple. But that's not the choice that Matthew made. He followed Jesus. In fact, is that as we look at today's account, Matthew brought many of his former associates to meet Jesus. So many that someone remarked about Jesus, see, he eats with sinners and tax collectors. But Matthew was simply doing what Christ wanted him to do, spread the word. And see, that's part of what it means to follow Jesus. It means to be an ambassador of Christ. It means to live a life of service in a world where many people hunger for power. It means to live a life of love in a world where many people lust for revenge. It means to live a life of giving in a world in which many people are simply takers. Follow me. Those are not words to take lightly. There's an interesting story about the Queen Mary, one of the most luxurious ocean liners in the world back in the 1930s and 40s. You see, the tables of this great liner, they had the finest china and silver. Its private berths were spacious and well decorated. But I don't know if you knew that during World War II, the Queen Mary was commissioned to serve as a troop transport ship. All of its luxuries were stripped away to prepare it for war. The fine china was replaced by dented metal trays. The spacious compartments, they were crammed to the ceiling with bunk beds. In fact, I was reading on one trip, they had almost 17,000 people on that ship. Today, the Queen Mary is a floating museum. One half of the part of the ship is decorated to look exactly like that luxury liner of the 1930s, and another part is decorated to look like a World War II troop ship. And I also know that a lot of it has been converted to a hotel, so you could stay on the Queen Mary if you so desired. But the thing is that visitors to that ship are able to see the radical difference between a life of luxury and a life of service. Well, Jesus was calling Matthew to a life of service. He was calling Matthew to follow, to go where he went, to live as he lived, to love as he loved. And that is a tough assignment for anyone, because Jesus' love knew no boundaries. A terrorist, if he repents, would be as welcome at Christ's table as the holiest person in the realm. Maybe even more so, because later in the passage, Jesus summed up his ministry like this: it's not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. And you know what? That's Christ's message to us today. It's a disturbing thought, but it's clear from this passage that Christ didn't come for those who have it all. He didn't come necessarily for those who live in the most luxurious houses or drive the top of the line automobiles. He came for those whose lives are in disarray. He came for those who realize that they are flawed. He didn't come for the faces of those who are on the cover of magazines. I mean, they have their reward. But he came for that convenience store clerk working late into the night in dangerous surroundings. Jesus didn't come for those on top, but for those who are just struggling to get by. I mean, that's a hard message for many of us, but it's good news indeed. I mean, that's not to say that the person who has it all can't squeeze through that proverbial eye of the needle. But it's to say that such a person would need to confess that his or her only hope is Jesus Christ, just as we need to confess that our only hope is Jesus Christ. It's not those who are healthy that need a physician, but those who are sick. Do you confess your need of Christ this day? Are you ready to make a change in your life? Or do you simply want to relax in a hot bath? If you're ready for more, if you're ready for a true adventure in living, then Jesus says to each and every one of us, follow me. Amen.